In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today, we see our Lord casting out from the temple of God all those who were selling and buying. In a first approach, we could say that the temple of God signifies the church of God. And that those who sell and buy can be said to be those authorities within the church, priests and bishops, who make business with the world, who traffic the truth. How many have left behind the light of the true faith in order to preach a false gospel, a worldly gospel that pleases the world but denies Christ? This is the first approach. But in a more spiritual interpretation, we could say that the temple of God represents our souls. As St. Paul says, you are the temple of God. So if we are this temple, we could say that those who sell and buy are devices that we allow to enter inside us. In both cases, what we have to do is to implore Christ to come and to cast out all his enemies from his temple, from the church, and from our souls. But one thing is very important for us to notice. In the midst of this terrible crisis in the church, the best we can do is to work on our own sanctification. The best we can do is to make sure that there are no vices inside our soul. Because the state of the church today is a reflection of the state of our souls. The church is sick because we are sick inside. But if we work on our own sanctification, the wound in the church will begin to heal. So in order to fix this crisis, to help to fix this crisis, we have to begin with us. First, we remove those who sell and buy from our souls. And then, those who traffic the word of God will be expelled from the church. And then, we will have peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.